after that,
Mafutanjati.
Don't try to put that otherwise. For example, feeding the branch Pagamba and Gomban Region 94.9 up on Mbaya Zanda. Haka kupiko kapa, kakupaka kupika, paka kupiko kapa, kakupaka vi. Olo namba kiachitika.
Three hours.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come on,
come on, come on,
come
hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Mukushi's Y2K residents elated with the construction of a police post. In Africa news, Kenya's sweeping alcohol control plan sparks anger. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of the Y2K area in Mukushi have expressed their satisfaction with the ongoing construction of a police post in their community, describing it as a long-awaited development that will enhance security in the area. Community Crime Prevention Unit CCPU Central Zone Representative Getson Kapotesha said the project responds to residents' persistent calls for improved policing.
Ngetoterasana bantu nomba batu asuka icha suko chesu jali ni problemu na uwasha kuno kumulundu bantu security yale shupa nomba mubuteko mubutu nina go batu asuka nukusumina kutupangira police posti. So ine nga chairman wa Mukushi Central Zone ulerolesha hapa ma branches za neighborhood Mukushi na temwa sana takukoselesha sana nomba ndelo mbashe uchila kwena ndeshe kofi okupuisha so that tuatatika mwombela kukulia so kutota sana pafintu batu asuka kuloku wa ituke.
Meanwhile, Chibe Forward Councillor Christopher Mutale has praised the pace of construction, noting that it reflects a strong commitment to delivering essential infrastructure. Mr. Mutale also urged residents to cooperate with the contractor to ensure the project is completed to the expected standard.
But I want to talk to we and Tanshiwa Kura police post quite too came. We would end, we know sana. abantu ni chochi niyo project yo bapokerere nensansa na maboko yonse abiri kanshi ukumona uya ntanshi uwishire muchibe forward petro kutuya petro tela kubuteko kabiri nkubantu bonse petro kutuya abari muchibe for 10 support ba contractor obesire mungu kuleto uya ntanshi mungu tukulira ucho kusikinga mwona ila project ingapwa kwa mkwangu kanshi hii project peri ndalama about 700,000 isha kukula ila police post kanshi kupagabana ameshi ayo akara ufirisha na wa community kutukutibengara kwa tako ameshi kuli ila area.
Ndeke ward councillor Davis Kasengele says the construction of a mortuary at Zamtan clinic in Kitwa will greatly benefit the local residents. Speaking in an interview with Kamban Radio News, Mr. Kasengele says currently families face significant challenges when dealing with bereavement as they have to transport bodies to Kitwa Central Hospital or other distant facilities. Mr. Kasengele adds that the new mortuary facility at Zamtan Clinic will provide easier access to mortuary services, reducing the need for lengthy and costly transportation of bodies. He emphasized that the proximity of the mortuary to their homes will provide relief and convenience, allowing families to handle bereavement-related matters more efficiently and with less stress.
The coming up of the mortuary at Zamtan Clinic will provide a relief to our people by having an easy access to a mortuary facility so close to their homes, such that even when they have a BID across Zamtan, Mulenga, Luangwa, Kakolo and many other places around this area, it will be quite very easy and conducive for them to just get their body over to Zamtan Clinic, which will be the nearest point, as opposed to taking the body to Zamtan and to Kitwa Central. Back from Kitwa Central, you come back to Ndeki to bury in Zamtan.
Lead Foundation Executive Director Lucky Kalunga has attributed the rise in the number of sexually transmitted diseases in adolescents in Ndola District to lack of access to sexual reproductive health services, among other things. Mr. Kalunga was commenting on the recent release of the STD figures in adolescents by the Ndola District Health Director, comparing periods between January to June last year and this year. According to the report issued by Ndola District Health Director Dr. Lillian Nyendwa, the district recorded a total of 2,333 STDs between January and June last year, compared to this year's 2,462 over the same period. The report indicates that vaginal discharge cases rose from 617 last year to 746 this year in females aged 15 to 24 years, with pelvic inflammatory disease cases increasing from 26 last year to 135 this year in females aged 10 to 14 years, while male urethral disease cases saw a decline from 620 last year to 472 this year in males aged 15 to 24 years. Mr. Kalunga noted that child sexual violence has also contributed to the rise in the total number of STDs, further citing the cessation of USAID-funded programs which aimed to curb STDs as a major factor.
And also, we have seen that there's an increase in the number of child sexual violence that has occurred in the country. Last year, we had a period where we had a very problematic challenge in terms of condoms being supplied in health facilities. We had about 4 to 5 months where health facilities in the country did not have adequate condoms to supply, predominantly the copper bird and the sucker. And this alone contributed to a high number of HIV cases. And lastly, we have seen that a number of programs that were being run by non-governmental organizations, which were funded by the USAID, had stopped. That alone has also sparked another increase of STIs among the youths and also adolescents.
An information communication